The hardest working man in show business, you're going to have the hardest working band in show business. And that's just what James Brown had from about 1964 or 65 until 1970. The problem was that as a band leader, James Brown was long on making demands of his musicians and short on paying them any money. In March of 1970, the hardest working band in show business had finally had enough and the entire group quit. Left without a band, James Brown figured that professional musicians were too much of a pain in the ass to deal with, so he went looking for a semi-pro outfit that would be young and dumb enough to be dazzled simply by the prospect of working with the great man himself. He found what he was looking for in a band out of Cincinnati called the Pacesetters, who were led by two brothers, William and Phelps Collins. Phelps Collins, the older of the two, played guitar and went by the name Catfish. His younger brother, William Collins, played the bass and went by the name Bootsy. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. On this program, we're going to listen to some music from the extraordinary funk bass player, singer, and songwriter, Bootsy Collins. James Brown took his new band into the recording studio for the first time in late April of 1970. The very first track they recorded was a monster. James Brown with his new band featuring Bootsy Collins. Get up, I feel like being a sex machine.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine was released as a single soon after it was recorded in 1970. Around the same time, and possibly at the same recording session, Brown was still into the sex machine thing when he and the band laid down an extended jam where he introduced his new bass player to the world at the end of the break. This is a remix of that jam that was called Give It Up or Turn It Loose and was first released in 1986 on Brown's album In a Jungle Groove.
Baby!
sex machine.
James Brown took the Pacesetters as his new band. He gave them a new name. He called them the JBs. Although Bootsy was not a member of the version of the band that was soon to achieve great renown as the tightest funk band in the business in the early 1970s, he did play on a song called The Grunt, which was the first track released under the JBs name. Here it is with Bootsy on bass, The Grunt. Although Bootsy had long since left the band, he appeared on another JB's record called Soul Power 74, which was designed as a showcase for Maceo Parker's alto sax. The way the track came about was that James Brown told his recording engineer, Bob Booth, to make a JB's record by remixing Brown's old hit, Soul Power. The idea was to pull out Brown's vocals and add newly recorded trombone music from Fred Wesley and alto sax from Parker. When Wesley and Parker laid down their tracks, they thought that the original horn music was going to be removed from Soul Power along with Brown's vocals. But when Bob Booth, the recording engineer, went back to the original tapes to do the remix, he discovered that the horns had bled into the drum tracks and he had to keep them. That presented him with the problem of finding some way to combine the old horns with the new. As you're about to hear, he did a brilliant job. With Bootsy Collins on bass, this is the JB's doing Soul Power 74, featuring Maceo Parker on alto sax.
Thank you.
James Brown was a strict and tyrannical band leader who fined his musicians if they played a wrong note. Bootsy was much too undisciplined a person to last for very long in Brown's band, but fortunately for Bootsy, he was such a good musician that he didn't have to. The Bootsy Brown combination lasted only a year, and in March of 71, Bootsy had left the band. He was in Detroit when a mutual friend introduced him to George Clinton. That meeting was as important for funk as the earlier meeting between Lennon and McCartney had been for pop and rock. George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, and keyboard player Bernie Worrell formed the creative heart of Parliament, who many people consider to be the greatest funk band of all time. While he was a member of Parliament, Bootsy's abilities as a songwriter began to become evident. From the 1975 album, The Mothership Connection, written by George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, and Bernie Worrell, this is Parliament's first million-selling single. Give up the funk, tear the roof off the sucker.
Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
You got a
we gotta have the bump.
Creative work in Parliament was typically divided up along the following lines. George Clinton wrote the lyrics. Bernie Worrell, who was a classically trained musician, handled composition. And Bootsy, who was the monster in the group, handled the rhythm section. All those deep grooves that Parliament is so well known for can pretty much be laid at Bootsy's feet. As the rhythm master in the band, Bootsy didn't always play bass. On one of Parliament's best-known tunes, Flashlight, the bass line is being played on Bernie Worrell's synthesizers, and Bootsy is playing the drums. Flashlight. No matter what context he played in, whether it was backing up James Brown, or holding down the bottom end in the JB's or Funkadelic, or acting as the master of the rhythm section in Parliament, Bootsy Collins was immense. He was the Bootzilla. He made every band he played in better. And that's only half the story. In this program, we've listened to Bootsy play in other people's bands. In our next program, we're going to listen to Bootsy play when he had a band of his own. While I was doing the final editing on this program, I discovered that October 26th, the day this podcast went live on the internet, is Bootsy Collins' birthday. Happy birthday, Bootsy. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.